Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Hey everyone, happy new year and welcome to With Wit. I hope you all had a wonderful end to your year. I want to kick off this next season of podcasting with some of my favorite moments with Timmy on Date Night. As you may recall, I was pretty nervous to reformat my podcast. I thought that it was maybe like a little bit of a failure, that I couldn't do it on my own. But honestly, in the end, it has been so rewarding. I'm so happy that I did it. Getting to do so many recordings with Timmy and just having this time with him has been such a treat. I hope that you've enjoyed all of our conversations and having him here as much as I have. To start, here are clips of some memorable moments from our sections of What is Going On With Us.
Something on my mind.
So what's on your mind for this week?
So what's on my mind this week is simplifying things.
Simplification.
I feel like I've always been the type of person who likes to like do a bunch of different things and try different things and throw things at the wall and see what sticks. Like I always use that saying. And I think that that can be good at various phases in life. But I feel like right now it's not working for me. And I think I need to just like simplify.
Hone
in on what I really want to do, what interests me, what I'm having fun with at work and outside of work. Like simplification in all areas of my life. And that also is not just like a physical simplification. It's an emotional simplification too, of not overthinking things too much. So I just want to simplify things. That's like, that's the something on my mind right now. And I feel like now that I'm home and today is Thursday. So it's like, for me, I need like a Monday to really get started in my new agenda, but
still have four more days to work out.
Yeah.
In my mind also.
So like Monday, I really want to sit down with like my various to-do lists. I have a to-do list on my phone. I have a to-do list on Asana. I have a to-do list in a notepad. I have like three different to-do lists, which it needs to be even that in and of itself is like a symbolic for how I live my life. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind, babe?
My dad's 1 year.
Yeah.
Been thinking about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we were making the plans to go back to the East Coast, see my family. And I guess I didn't really realize it had been
a year.
So I was just thinking about my dad a lot.
Uh-huh.
And
what were you specifically thinking about?
Like, I posted that picture that you sent and it just made me think of like all the best parts about him. And it made me miss him and feel bad about, you know, wasting time being mad at him or or him being mad at me and stuff like that. Like regrets, feelings. Yeah. But ultimately, like, felt happy that my, like, instinct when I see him was to think about all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And feel good.
I completely understand you feeling that way. And like, I have similar things too. Obviously, I had a different relationship with my dad, but there are conversations I wish that I had with him. Right. Or it's one of those things I feel like you learn as time goes on. Those regrets just feel less regretty. You start to gain perspective on them and you're like, but in that moment in my life, like I wasn't ready. I wasn't maybe mature enough to see,
right,
to sit down with him and work it out. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't want you to sit with regret for the rest of your life.
No, no.
Because I don't think he would want you to.
And I don't. And I think I over, like that plays a bigger role in my mind than it probably did in reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually maybe, the bad stuff does.
Right.
Always.
Maybe it's like my tendency to focus on the negative or whatever. And so it's not like eating me up, but that's just what I thought
yeah.
in the moment.
And then did you think about like where you wanted to be or who you wanted to be with, or did that even really not matter to you? Because I remember the first year being like so much anticipation for it almost.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because I'm one of five kids and we were all.
There'd be like a lot of logistics and planning and shit.
Yeah.
I did think about it. I didn't want to be in my normal routine without like setting aside time to pay respect to him and like what had happened. And I think about what my sister said a lot, like the weekend we were all together after he died, and she was like, what do we do now? And
mm-hmm.
Mo was like, you know, we light the candle every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me think, yeah, like, you know, if we make an effort to be with each other, that's what he would have wanted. And mm-hmm. that it would be a nice way to deal with it. And so I kind of just want to like get out of my regular life and mm-hmm. go like insulate in, you know, with Hillary and them and you and Sonny and everyone, you know,
yeah.
but just kind of separate out.
Yeah. I think that will feel good.
Yeah.
And I think we could also do little things like we could eat his favorite food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or drink his favorite drink.
Yeah. It could be like a Doug themed.
Maybe go golf.
Weekend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to like, I don't want to
sit and sulk.
No, I'm actually looking forward to it because like we can have a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
And do fun things. And mm-hmm. He wouldn't want that.
No.
No. And I don't feel like there's any part of him that would want that. I feel fine like going and having a good time.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, not at all. I feel like the same about my dad.
Some people think that's how you show that you're still, that you're upset and that you cared, but I'm not going to buy into that.
Mm-mm. Even though I'm like trying to think about if I died, like what I would want people to do.
Yeah, like you don't want me to go to Six Flags?
Yeah, like I kind of, I don't want you eating my favorite foods. Like I kind of want you like not being able to eat.
Right.
Like unconsolable. Like can't get out of bed.
But... So shit, I'm getting a lot of mixed signals here. I gotta go.
But you're also married to me.
That's true. It's a different relationship.
It's a different level.
And I think grief, like people, it's hard to understand because it does depend on the relationship you had with the person. Mm-hmm. So it really can't commiserate with anyone. Like mm-hmm. even Hillary, like we had a different relationship. Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes it can feel like a little bit lonely.
For sure.
Because there's only you and your dad know the relationship that you had or felt that, you know?
Yeah.
I got sad about my dad a lot when I was in New York, weirdly, because
would do New York together.
Yeah, we would like do New York together. And then I walk by the W Hotel, which is like the cheesiest place of all time. But it's where my parents were like Starwood members. What was that like credit card?
Yes, 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 yes.
The Starwood Alliance.
Yes, yeah. They were part
and
of
so
the
they would
Alliance.
Get free rooms at the W. So that's where we would always stay. And I was walking by there late, like on my last night. I was getting emotional because I was also thinking about it being your dad's 1 year too.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make this about me. Like,
well, it's called With Wit, so you're fine. It's sad.
It's sad. Sad.
And life has some sad shit to it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to try and figure out how to not be sad when you're allowed.
When you just are.
Supposed to be sad.
Yeah.
And I know I can feel that way too. And it doesn't just have to be once a year. Like you can let yourself feel that way.
Yeah.
Ever.
I just don't want you to think also that, and hope you know this, that anytime you bring it up that
gonna
I'm
going to
make it
sad?
About you, me or no. going to make me sad.
No, 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 no. Don't
just
worry.
It in that moment.
What's on your mind?
You tell me what's on your mind first.
Well, I mean, on my mind is our next fertility move. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't really talked about that, but on the way here, we discussed mm-hmm. maybe chatting about it?
Yeah, I discussed it. I have discussed it on the fertility podcast with CCRM. If you haven't checked that out, you should go listen to that. It's called Fertility FM. And each episode, we talk about different layers of fertility, whether it's egg freezing or IVF or surrogacy, adoption. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so as we were going through this and talking to other women trying to conceive and doctors, it was like impossible for me not to share my experience, right? Because I feel like the whole purpose of what we're doing is to share experience so that people don't feel so alone.
Right.
But we haven't talked about it, because
it had become difficult.
Yeah.
To keep talking about it, mm-hmm, and failing, you know what I mean, each time. So mm-hmm, it was like, you kind of like lose your nerve or like desire to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I think that the more you talk about it, the better, like the more helpful it is to other women. Like, mm-hmm, on the way here, you were saying most women have to like kind of go through this on their own.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, it sucks. The whole journey sucks. But anyway, maybe we could just explain where we're at.
Yeah. We decided to go down the surrogacy road at the end of last year after just like a really long journey of not being able to conceive on our own and just having, yeah, so many things go on. So we found an amazing surrogate and we ended up doing two transfers with the surrogate. Both transfers ended up miscarrying. The last miscarriage was just a month ago.
And it's worth saying that both were after 7.5 weeks, where we were told, mm-hmm, we had a 97% chance of
a successful pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So to have that back to back, the odds are really crazy. So now we're thinking that there might be something going on either with the surrogate or with our embryos.
With the embryos. Yeah. So now we're kind of at this beginning phase again, where we still have three embryos left, two that are tested, one that's untested. And we're deciding, do we try a new lab? Do we do another round of egg retrieval to get new embryos? Like, are maybe all these embryos from the last batch not good? Or do we put in one of the embryos that's already made in the surrogate right now and just like get that going while we make a plan to do another egg retrieval? We're just now kind of, we're not back to square one because we still have three embryos and we have an amazing agency that's helping us with the surrogacy journey. And
that's true. That's
we're definitely
true.
Not at square
that's
one,
true.
But
it can feel that way.
It feels that way each time a miscarriage happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like all the emailing and the scheduling, mm-hmm, and like it's like another job, and mm-hmm, it's so much exhausting.
And I will say, like, I'm so grateful that you're such a great partner and in this with me, but it makes me so sad for people that may not have someone like you to hold their hand through,
right,
it,
because a lot of times, you know, women who want to have a kid who maybe aren't with someone,
yeah,
choose this route and they're, mm-hmm, doing it on their own.
Or they have a partner that they are shielding. Oh yeah, that. Yeah. Or they're shielding the work from. Or
right,
even I
right.
do that sometimes. No. But like, it's just there's so much.
Yes.
Yeah. And this wasn't even the thing that was on my mind.
I think that people can easily understand like how sad it is to have it not work out and getting your hopes up and being let down. But like, just the administrative work of getting this done is so tedious, and it just adds a layer of exhaustion to this thing that, yeah, you do shield me from, but is another part that people probably don't really know about.
No, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of emotions, and it's then like just a lot of work to deal with. And so the thing that was on my mind, which I think coincides with this, is like basically how I operate and simplify and like try to maintain some peace and calm while dealing with these other things that are happening that are not like that there's nothing that I can do about, but they're, mm-hmm, just like sitting there, mm-hmm, kind of like weighing me down. But I still like, I want to be present going into my meeting. I want to be there for Sunny. I want to like be creative. And it's like, just like, I don't, sometimes I think that all these things that happen to us inhibit us from then really like showing up in the rest of our.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense with your simplification goal. I think you are a multifaceted person, as a lot of people are. And like, you want to wear a lot of different hats. And unless you're able to kind of put some of them away while you're focusing on the others, like, it can get to be a lot. But I like that about you. I like that you are good at a lot of different things and have a lot of different interests.
I like that about myself too, and I want to keep doing those things.
Yeah, but in like an efficient, healthy way.
Exactly, in an efficient, healthy way where I'm like being present during them and enjoying them.
What is on your mind?
That was what was on my
mind.
It was basically just like, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm reading too many self-help books because sometimes those things can force you, they get in your head so much. And I'm also in therapy once a week and I'm seeing a nutritionist once a week. So I feel like right now my head is just exploding with like how
info.
I operate.
Right.
So I'm a little bit overwhelmed in my head. What was on my mind was just overwhelmed in my head with just like healing myself while also just trying to be my normal everyday person that you rely on and Sunny relies on. And like, you know, so, and I feel like I almost broke down yesterday, but then you said you were sad. And then I was like, okay, Whitney, hold it together. And, but I could, like, I'm training myself. It's like, no, that's, this is not the time and place. Timmy needs you right now. Like, he'll have these moments, you know, he'll have a 2-day span of like being in this mood. And then, you know, he gets out of it, but like, you can handle it for this little while. You're strong enough. Like, what you're dealing with, it's not like it's something that needs to be dealt with right now. And I think it was more just like general, nothing, I don't know, nothing specific.
But I get, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes there's so much self-help that it can start like canceling out all the great benefits. I mean, it's all really good and helping you, I think. But eventually you'll learn these lessons and
they just become muscle memory.
Yeah,
that's what I want it to be. Like for me to just be a present person that like is not anxious about a full day of work.
Right. Well, when you figure that out,
like, let everybody know. Yeah.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you, honey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
As you know, I've been on a major hair journey this year. I feel like my hair is finally like starting to get to a healthy place after a lot of coloring. I'm doing literally everything that I can to take care of it. The hair masks, not shampooing as much, like all the things. But have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? Honestly, I didn't. And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. Well, that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. So Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined devices, has revolutionized the filtered shower head.
Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchased today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, my listeners can use code WITHWIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hi, I'm Mari Llewellyn, and I'm the host of the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. A couple of years ago, I went through a huge transformation, and although I got a lot of attention for losing weight and discovering my passion for weightlifting, there was a lot more to that before and after than what a few pics could ever capture. On the Pursuit of Wellness, you can expect tons of information from experts about optimizing your body and mind. I'll also be sharing some triumphs and struggles from my own personal life. I'm on this journey with you, so you can definitely count on my podcast to give you that weekly dose of encouragement we all need as we pursue things that make us feel our very best inside and out. Tune into the Pursuit of Wellness every week wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me again next. This topic was added later on, but became a fast favorite of mine. Let's get into some of our best brain farts.
All right, well, I do wanted to talk. That's not English.
I do wanted to talk about some...
Maybe that's a good way to segue into brain farts for the week. Did you have any good ones?
It's a lot of brain
farts. Oh, well, let me tell you mine.
Okay.
We were at like a whole class picnic with like all these new parents and like so much awkward small talk. And there's like 10 parents that I barely know standing around like eating pizza and nobody's talking and I'm trying to fill the air. And I was like, it's crazy that it's like Sunny and all your kids are going to be the class of 2023. And they were like, you mean 36. And I was like, I got to go. I was like, bye forever, parent friends.
Oh, you'd be interesting then, parents.
Yeah, I was like, you come up with something to say,
yeah.
All right?
Oh my God, the awkward small talk. I also want that to be over with. Like, when does that stop with people? Like, how many times after seeing them do you not have to like have small talk?
I think you can control it. Like, if you just have the attitude of like, I'm comfortable with you enough to not need to know like every activity you did last week in, you know, catch up, small talk land, that you won't have to do it.
I don't know. Some moms are addicted to it. I don't know.
Just
they just
say their name.
Can't get past it.
Oh, we were standing around with a bunch of dads, or I walked up to a bunch of dads, two dads, sorry.
Wait.
Sonny was playing in the playground outside of kindergarten. I wanted to watch. So I went up to two dads who I didn't really know that well. And I was like, hey, like, you guys mind if I like stand here with you? And
my heart just broke.
And they're like, yeah, okay. And they were both like this. And I was like, what are we doing? Just like standing with our arms crossed.
Yeah.
And like, they didn't laugh.
Oh,
and
my God.
They looked at me. And then one of them like stopped crossing his arms. And I was like, I was just making a joke. Like, you can cross your arms if you want. And they're like, what is the fucking matter with this guy? And then I was like, gotta go, bye. I was like, Sonny, good luck.
Wait. I had a brain fart today in my Mattel thing. Wait. I fully said out loud I was having a brain fart. I was like, I literally just forgot what I was about to say.
Thought the meeting went well.
It did. And then they all laughed. I was like, oh, mom, brain fart. It was something. And then I rebounded really quickly.
You tried to make pregnancy brain into the mom brain?
Yeah.
Is mom brain a thing? Maybe mom brain.
Mom brain's okay. Fully a thing.
Fair enough.
So that was my brain fart. It was actually a literal one.
Okay, great. You had one.
Brain fart.
Adding a new topic.
Brain fart.
Yeah, like what was a nice brain fart you had?
So the other day I was booking my flight for yesterday. And I booked it for October instead of September. And I've done that twice in the past month.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to double check myself.
10-9 snafu.
What is 10-9?
10, is October, 9 is September.
Oh, I thought you were giving me some sort of like...
Some saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a euphemism.
10-9 snafu.
Yeah, you did a 10-9er.
It wasn't a good brain fart. That wasn't a good one.
No, babe. Let's not judge our brain farts, okay? Let's be kind to them. Don't judge your brain fart. Mine, we'll see how good mine was. Okay. And I just happened to, just 5 seconds ago. Actually, I've done three today. Okay. I'll tell you about all of them.
I want to hear all of them.
Some we might have to cut out. The first one was we went to Zinc and I got the vegetarian burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I mean, it has...
He's currently brain farting.
It had eggs in it. And I said... Fucking vegetarians eat just fruits and vegetables.
But they also
It wasn't even
eat
a brain
eggs.
Fart. First of all, I just reversed the brain fart.
Yeah,
it,
now
it,
you're
it wasn't
now
that
you're
bad.
Confusing me.
I said to the lady, I was like, but it has eggs. And she was like, it's vegetarian, not vegan. And I was just so freaked out by the interaction that I just turned my brain off and was like, okay, I'm so stupid.
But now
vegetarians don't eat eggs.
I'm like, look at
We're all time. Looking at each other.
Vegetarians do eat eggs.
Chicken of the sea.
Vegans don't eat eggs.
But vegetarians eat just vegetables.
No, and bread
yeah,
and
yeah,
carbs.
But they don't eat animals.
They don't eat, yeah.
An egg is a chicken.
I know, but I feel like some vegetarians eat eggs.
I'm sure we're not the first one to have this conversation. I'm taking it back as a brain fart.
Yeah.
You can call me dumb. You can call me a fat loser. But... I'm taking that one back.
Yeah, I don't think... I agree with you. I'm a little bit confused now, too.
Cool.
Because when she said it, too, I was like, yeah, duh, vegan.
Right, idiot,
whatever. And now I'm like, wait a second.
All right.
Oh,
well,
man.
Then I had one immediately after where I was trying to feed the meter, and I was like, this thing is broken. But I was looking at the, like, solar panel, and then, like, the info was on the other side, and it wasn't broken. So that was stupid. All right. Well, let's get into... The brain fart segment. Brain fart.
Brain fart. Brain.
Oh, I see. I see what you did.
Brain.
Oh, no, Lord. She spit everywhere.
Okay. Go. Did you have any good ones this week?
I didn't. I couldn't think of any traditional brain farts.
Mm-hmm. I thought of one for Sunny.
Ooh.
Sunny brain farted
hard
big time this week.
Brain farted everywhere.
He had a friend over and took Spike, our one-year-old turtle, out of its tortoise.
Come on, dog.
Our one-year-old tortoise.
That's like a member of our family.
Out of its habitat.
Yeah.
Put it on the wood floor in our house.
Who cares that the floor was wood?
I'm just giving descriptive elements. And I'm so sorry to report, but it's gone.
Yeah, we don't know where he is. He could be hiding. You know, tortoises like to burrow and like get cozy. So he could be like in a closet somewhere. But, and I'm sorry to do this, but like, I blame you and Sunny.
Why me?
Because you don't always close the screen doors behind you.
Okay, that's fine, but I did not leave the turtle out.
It's a fucking tortoise.
I mean, tortoise.
Okay? Get it right. Don't ever disrespect Spike's memory.
I didn't leave the tortoise. I didn't leave
Sunny
Spike out.
Sunny took it out.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm always like, guys, we got to keep the doors closed.
Oh, because of the tortoise?
Yeah, I mean, and animals coming in, like
yeah.
The mice.
Yeah.
We had a mouse one time that ran across, like, yeah. Scurried across the wood floor while we were watching TV. No, I was making a fun of you. Making a fun. So we didn't find it. We got an exterminator. He came. He killed it. He, like, brought it to us, and he was like, I have been doing this for 30 years. I've never seen an animal that looks like this. He was like, it's half rat, half mouse.
It was...
We're like, well, great.
I think he took a picture and showed it to us.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yes, yeah, sad for Spike. So that was
Sunny's brain fart.
Yeah.
I had one today. I guess I was supposed to go in for a meeting and I ended up Zooming in.
Oh.
So that was bad.
But how was there even a link to Zoom?
There was a link to Zoom for the people in New York to Zoom in.
Oh. And you were supposed to be there.
Yeah. But that wasn't my fault. Someone told me I was Zooming in.
Oh, so maybe it was someone else's brain fart.
And then I also wore a hooded sweatshirt in 90-degree weather yesterday. Uh-huh. So that was a major brain fart.
Do a fart sound. You're too precious for words. All right, mine was getting super stoned before I went to the DMV and taking this picture here. Sorry for you listeners out there, but I got my license renewed. If you want to see what it looks like, you can check it out on YouTube. But basically, my face takes up the entire box. It's red.
It's very red.
My eyes are glazed over. I'm like looking at the floor.
His hair gets cut off. It's so high.
I can't even fit all my hair in this fucking thing. And I got to deal with this for the next 10 years.
He's like looking at the floor.
That was a major brain fart. You want to just see for your own fun? How bad is that?
Pretty bad.
Oh, man.
I just saw a Sif Hader, another Dear Media podcaster,
We'll do a whole post
about how to take a good DMV picture.
Well, taking like three pen hits immediately before walking in the door probably wasn't the best idea. But you live and learn.
You live and learn.
And that brings us to the end of Brain Parts. All right.
I am ending this year and starting off this year with the continued goal to take care of myself. My body and my mind need to be my priority. And then I feel like I can show up for my family and everyone else as I need to. I've talked to you about this brand before, but I want to remind you about Elastique. That's Elastique. So Elastique's wearable wellness tools support the lymphatic system. And by doing so, it means you can boost immunity, improve skin texture. It's been clinically tested too, support recovery, reduce bloating and swelling, travel more comfortably, and so much more. When balancing various parts of our lives, it is so easy to let our self-care slip. Elastique's mission is to help make wellness attainable, and their garments can fit into everyone's busy lives. You can get many of the benefits of a lymphatic massage simply by getting dressed. Plus, you can look and feel amazing in fashionable clothes that sculpt you. It's a win-win. Wear it to a workout class, during travel, or even throw on a sweater and boots and experience all the benefits while on the go. The original set includes their innovative micropearl technology. Their micropearl technology is precisely mapped to your lymphatic vessels. Paired with their best-in-class compression, it acts like a gentle massage. Elastique has revolutionized the way people can experience health and has done what no other brand has done before. Visit www.elastique.co and use code WITHWIT at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's their best offer out there. That's www.elastique.co and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your first order. Okay, finally, let's wrap up with the enticing pop culture palette cleanser. Here are some classics.
All right, let's talk about some pop culture stuff.
Pop culture palette cleanser.
Do, do, do.
Okay, well, so mine is more a nostalgic pop culture thing, and I alluded to it earlier, but we're watching Game of Thrones for the first time, and we just got through the first season, and I'm into it. I'm like, the hard part is...
Why do you say it that way?
Because we watch it at the end of the night when I'm really tired. And so it's hard for... It's like, you know, you really got to pay attention and it's long. Mm-hmm. And
I get it.
So I get tired and then I feel like I miss a lot. And so that's why I feel like I'm not fully, fully engaged and enjoying. But it is the first show since I feel like, I don't know, The Crown, the first scripted show since The Crown that I feel like I could really get into.
It's a good show. And life is rewarding when you're watching a really good scripted show.
It's true. I know. The reality shows that I do are like, I have to watch them.
These are like really good meals.
But they're like, I kind of, let me tell you this new thing that I'm thinking while I'm watching reality TV.
All right, everyone get ready to just take a step into Whitney's brain.
I'm so guilty that I'm watching it. I'm subconsciously guilty that I'm watching it. That I'm just working the whole time on my phone throughout watching it and just missing it. And like, it's just I'm doing the opposite of what you should be doing.
You're working on your phone because you feel guilty watching it. You're like, I'm going to counteract this junk by doing something good at the same time.
And then I'm like not even enjoying it. I'm watching it. I'm just like catching snippets and then like doing.
Maybe just do stuff that is good for you that you like.
So I just needed to say it out loud.
If you're going to eat a cheeseburger, right? You could call it an unhealthy, like you could call it a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy, like go for it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But most of the time, eat stuff that makes you feel good.
Like, totally. Totally.
All right. Well, I got some nominees.
Okay, talk to me. Oh, I'm sad. Sorry that Ned Stark is dead, but I know I wasn't as surprised because I had heard that
major people
die in the show, but
spoiler alert,
he was cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and it made me like it made me cute. Kind of nostalgic for my dad.
He's a good dad.
Yeah,
he's
a good dad, and like
a lot of kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I and handsome. That.
Yeah,
I'm maybe not
handsome.
Cute, but
yeah, I don't think Ned Stark would like you calling him cute,
burly, and handsome and manly. And he would definitely protect me.
I'll protect you. You're good. I mean, it's hard to do a pop culture palate cleanse without talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Do they have
Can
like
everyone just get off their jock and like let them just live? It's like. I just
do they have a couple name?
You don't Kelce?
Nah, but like, are people using that? I know we could do the thing with the letters.
No, what Olivia? Do you know if they have a name?
No. Mm.
Look it up.
Yeah, who gives a shit? It's kind of your reaction to that. That's
but
that's
because
fair.
It's because I don't. I'm not a
Swiftie.
Don't come for me. I don't even care if you really do. But like, I'm not. No,
I
just feel also like. I think I'm just too old. I think I'm just too old is what it is.
Don't you
like,
think
I
it's guess just a it was case like, of the most famous person in the world and people
Britney
just care.
When Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were dating and people were like, oh my God, like I was into it and like, oh my God. But I think I'm just too old for them.
Okay. I was going to be like Leo DiCaprio, although we did have our anniversary.
Oh my God. And he was there.
And he walked right in front of us.
He did.
And Whitney Cedar-Jays.
No, I didn't. I couldn't care less.
Fine. She couldn't care less. She chose me, Leo, in your face, dog, in your face. I will tell my kids about that one day. She chose me over you, bro. What's your pop culture palate cleanser? Should we just switch gears?
Yes. So I was going to explain the situation to you because I don't think you know the current like little mini scandal that's going on with the Kardashians.
No, please tell me.
Okay. So this is my pop culture palate cleanser. Okay. So basically, Kourtney and Travis.
K-Trav.
They get married in Italy, right? At Dolce & Gabbana's house. It's a whole Dolce & Gabbana themed wedding weekend. Everyone's wearing Dolce & Gabbana at the wedding. And it's all like 90s themed too. Like Kourtney went back in the archives and chose all these pieces from like the 90s that she wanted to wear for her wedding weekend. After that weekend.
Which archives? Like the Library
like
of
the
Congress?
Dolce & Gabbana archives, like their fashion library
their
of
90s
looks.
Stuff.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Silly question.
So Kim then gets poached by Dolce & Gabbana to creative direct a collection with them for the next fashion week, which is 4 months after Kourtney's wedding.
Right.
So supposedly Kim maybe doesn't really tell Kourtney what the whole situation, like how big of a deal it is that Kim is creative directing the show in Milan. Mm-hmm. She's like the face of this campaign. Mm-hmm. It's this whole thing. Basically, Dolce & Gabbana got inspired about how Kim looked at Kourtney's wedding.
Right. Like Kourtney
like
was like, why aren't I creative directing?
Yes. So Kourtney is now upset. Kim feels like she had told Kim what was going on. She stayed away from looks that Kourtney wore at her wedding. And she feels like she was respectful and invited them. But Kourtney does not feel that way. She feels like she stole her whole
vibe of her wedding and like made money off of it. And now they're not speaking in the world of the Kardashians season. Show. Yeah. So I just wanted to get your take on it.
This is a great pop culture palate cleanser because I didn't know this and I, I have some takes. I'll tell you my first take is that like Courtney, is that who we're talking about? Like, I'm sorry, and this is going to sound harsh, but like Courtney needs to kind of know her role. Like Kim Kardashian is the most famous one, and and she put them all on, and like, you know, that's the way it is, whether it's deserved or not. It's just kind of a fact. And like if Dolce and Gabbana want to like do business with the Kardashians, like they're going to want to do it with probably Kim first because she has the most influence and they're buying influence or whatever the economics is. And so Courtney needs to kind of know that and chill out.
I guess this goes back to like their childhood too. Like they told a story how one time Kim stole a pair of Courtney's jeans and Courtney in school went into Kim's class in front of everyone and demanded Kim take off her jeans.
This might be their, this could be the dynamic that was set up from day one.
Yeah.
And it could be that Courtney's the cool trendsetter one and Kim steals her vibe and is the one who shouts it from the mountaintop. And I will tell you this, Courtney, you will be appreciated after the fact as the cool one if that's in fact what you are. I identify with Courtney there too because I'm a trendsetter, but I'm not out saying it. Okay?
I love this.
And like people will appreciate it after the fact. This is so typical in middle school. Like the cool guy was just like the one who copied everyone and said it the loudest. And like the girls who followed him, the masses, Courtney, I'm talking to you now, don't have the nuance that everyone else has to see through Kim's bravado and notice that you were the one who's thought 90s Dolce & Gabbana for my wedding, you know? But at the same time, you got to live in the same world that we all live in.
Right.
And know you're the cool one, but you don't get the credit.
Yeah.
Okay? At least you're the cool one, girl. Let her have the credit.
Yeah. And don't make a thing about it. I feel like it's not a good look for her.
No.
Like, it's just like a jealous thing to make the storyline. She should have just been proud and moved on.
Well, but no,
like,
make it a storyline for the show.
Well, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, you're the cool one.
Yeah, so that's my pop culture palate cleanser.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Ugh, I feel cleansed. Cleansed by their drama.
Good. Like you feel lighter, a little bit goofier.
Yeah, like who cares if I'm a loser? Kourtney Kardashian is fucking getting upstaged by Kim.
Like newsflash.
Yeah, you also have to know that like your sister's an upstaging bee and like that's what's going to happen. So even though I identify with Courtney, I do ultimately side with Kim here. What is she supposed to do?
Right.
She's supposed to go to the wedding and like not look her hottest or whatever.
Right.
And like Dolce & Gabbana don't give a I watched some of it, but they did not give a shit about Courtney.
No. They did not. They just wanted the exposure from the whole weekend and the whole family wearing
like,
it.
Kardashians, newsflash, like people don't actually think you have good style or like whatever. Like you're just so mega famous that they want to ride off of that. You're just a giant snowball of fame getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not because like you're the first person to think 90s theme. Like
no,
it's just
that.
Because.
I mean, some of them have their own individual style
and
looks
and talents
that have formed,
and value.
Like a whole genre of beauty and fashion in this decade.
Right. But there is also just the power of momentum and like you are just a marketing machine because you're the numbers.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on Date Nights. I can't wait for what is to come this year for With Wit and Date Night. Love you all, seriously. And thank you, as always, for listening, subscribing, following, rating, reviewing, all of it. Thank you. We will chat next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.